Welcome to Epic Life.
A podcast where we totally rock.
Who's out to lunch?
Things that are happening to us.
And things that have happened at us.
Oh my god, I think I'm going to stand for this episode. I know that seems kind of, or like I'll kind of chill, but.
Rise? Please rise?
Yeah, I just kind of, better for my back, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Does this feel uncomfortable?
I guess. No, I like it. I like, it looks like you're doing stand-up just for me right now.
Yeah.
I feel like and I'm like a mic'd audience member.
It's kind of sick.
Oh my
so
god.
So for you, let me get started. Oh, I feel like I'm doing improv or something. I love your outfit. You look like you look like such a sports fan.
Oh,
jeans,
yeah.
Giant sweatshirt.
I look like I'm in a Tostitos commercial.
Yeah, legit. Like, hey bro, like, what's up, man? Like, you look like,
yeah,
the
like,
girl,
dude,
like,
pass
chill
the
girlfriend.
Queso.
Yeah, like, if I was casting, like, chill girlfriend who's like, babe, like, why are we only eating Tostitos for dinner? Like, take me out sometime.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Okay, so just so everybody knows, I am wearing blue jeans, a sports hoodie. What is this?
It's a Giants hoodie.
But it's like, I'm wearing a toque and a red toque. But, yeah, it's like, I definitely look, it's cold out. And I was just riding my bike to the doctor's and back. So I had to, like. Well, I had to go get my brain medication. Just joking. I don't know. I'm making a joke. But I'm like, but everybody has brain medication.
Yeah,
so that's
course.
Not even a cool joke. But
yeah, I
it wasn't me. I was just getting a classic once over.
Yeah. They just look up and down and go, you're good.
They're like, I like it. And I'm like, thanks, girl.
No, I like it.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, thank you so much. And you kind of look like, it looks like kind of because you're wearing like a nice, like, pajama shorts and, like, a big t-shirt. It feels like we're at camp and you're, like,
yeah,
making an announcement, I'll say.
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, wake up early. There was a fire in the or, like, guys, we're going to go prank the boys' bunks. So. Yeah.
And if you don't take this seriously, it's never
going
to work.
Legit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what else is going on today?
Yeah, welcome to
we're
today.
We're just obviously talking about how nice the weather is. Classic. Got it out of the way.
Well, you know what? A lot of people criticize talking about the weather. And
no,
they
I think
say,
it's crucial.
Yeah, and also it's like,
it's how you connect with people immediately.
Not just that.
You're both experiencing
but
stuff.
But I believe it was Natalie who was saying that it's a form of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking about what's happening right in front of you. And then also,
and it's like, what else are you supposed to talk with someone that's right next to you in the same environment? Like,
yeah, and you're allowed to enjoy the little things or regard the little things.
And it's the whole reason that we live here. So that we can be like, oh my god, it's so cold. Oh my god, it's so warm. Oh my god, the blooming. Oh my god, the trees falling.
Well, yeah, you said it. We're in a time of bloom right now.
Yeah.
We're in a real time of bloom, outside and inside.
It feels amazing.
Yeah, so things are just kind of kicking up outside on the branches and then inside in your psyche.
Yes, in your spirit. I'm like blown away.
Yeah, totally. It's such a how are you?
So for me, I'm feeling kind of like in between stuff or like excited about stuff, but not sure what just yet. And like
yeah.
A lot of stuff is in like pre-production or
yes.
Like we're thinking about stuff. And so I'm
like
excited.
It's like a little flower before it bursts forth.
Yes. A billion
percent. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's coming.
Yeah.
You can see the colors emerging, but you don't know exactly when it's going to massively bloom. I'm picturing a time lapse. Of a flower blooming,
dude, a million percent.
Like,
and
I think that's cool. Like, it's weird when it's like it feels like the calm before the storm, maybe.
Yeah, and I had such a nice time in Virginia.
Oh yeah, let's
my
talk about
coworker.
Virginia. I've never been there. Tell me,
it's so pretty. It's like rolling hills and mountains,
wow.
And like farms, and it's so green. It feels like the best suburb you could ever imagine. And the UVA like campus is so pretty.
That's where y'all shot?
No, we weren't on campus, but we went to a vineyard really close by, and it was so awesome.
What
My
did you
God.
Do at the vineyard? Just sort of, were you shooting there?
Yeah, it was one of the scenes where, like, some lady, like, interacts with another lady who's played by the same woman, Addie, who's so awesome and funny.
Ooh.
And,
And so this was a comedy, obviously?
Yeah, it's funny. It's, like, a mockumentary about, like, a woman who's, like, a YouTuber who has problems with everyone in town. Basically, it's called The Charlottesvillian.
That's great. And you were cast in as an actor, but then it was people you knew, so you also helped out a bit.
Yeah, I kind of didn't help at all. Like,
that's cool.
I honestly was, like, being Miss Useless and kind of just, like, sitting there staring at everyone. And I feel like they were like, are you upset? And I was like, I'm so happy to be here. And I got to, like, walk around Charlottesville, and it was
it's
so
actually the opposite.
Awesome.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, I was, like,
upset.
I'm thrilled. I was, like, sitting really still and enjoying the peace of quiet of, like, nature.
And it's nice to have it like a change of scenery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really helps you. I think you love that. I can see how it lights you up.
When we like were pulling up, like when we were driving down and it started getting kind of hilly as the sun was going down because we drove up at like kind of night, I just started like crying. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's just what the doctor ordered.
Watching the sunset over like the plains, it was just fucking special.
Get out
anyway,
of here.
It's That's good to get amazing. Out of Dodge.
You got to get out of Dodge sometime. I'm wondering if I will ever get out of Dodge.
You will.
Well, yeah, maybe one day.
I pray to God that I'll make some money soon and then I'll get a car. Yeah. That's like the first purchase I'll make if I make over like $10,000.
Hell yeah, dude. I feel like if anybody should have a car, it's you. We've really talked about this a lot, but you're really fun and generous, and it feels like a nice extension of you when you have a car.
I just think we'll rock our lives.
Yeah. And then maybe, you know how me...
Sorry, I'm thinking about how much we talk about that on pod, how much I deserve it.
Oh, yeah,
pod.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry to the listeners.
I couldn't be more into it. Do you know, I'm either sitting passenger seat or I'm in the back. Yeah, like, in this scenario, I'm like... We're like going to Wegmans.
Head out the window like a dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of my vibe. A lot of people have been like, you remind me of a dog. Like, a lot of people have told me that in my life. And I'm like, I know. And they're like, not like an insult. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, it's like dogs are awesome and they're excited about
they're
stuff.
They're excited about stuff. I'm a little dog that's like, yeah.
Oh my God, when we were driving down, there was this woman and she had a dog in the backyard, the back of her car.
Okay.
And we were like smiling at it and waving, but the window was up and she goes, and she like looked at us kind of playfully and lowered the window.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, the dog put its head out the window and then she was like, just wait. And she goes, whispered something back and another dog popped his head up that we didn't even see. I legit was like screaming at the top of my lungs in front of the costume designer who I had just met. And she was such a trooper. Like, we had to spend the entire time together because we were staying in our own Airbnb and she had the car.
Yeah.
So I was like at her whim and like she was kind of at mine. And she was just so awesome.
That's so great. Isn't it funny how that happens when you're on set? Like, for me, it's usually a costume person or a makeup person. And I'm like, well, I guess we're family. A team. We're a full team now.
Legit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I had the best time, etc.
That's so cool. I love it. And I like that a second dog popped up. I would have screamed my head off, too.
Hilarious.
What a beautiful surprise.
What else have I seen out there lately?
I like that dog. You had a story about a dog. There was, like, a dog licking, like, dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, that dog was annoying as fuck. Extremely barky.
Oh, yeah.
But it was also just so awesome to see, like, a different kind of director who's just like so like, yeah, I guess we're making this, you know, like,
who was the director?
My friend Ted, who was the second AD on How To, and he makes these amazing videos called Real Film Tricks.
Yes, you showed me those. I love those.
He's so funny. And he's like just such a chiller. And it was like him and his girlfriend and like they just have been, their story's amazing. They've been best friends since they were kids. They grew up in Virginia together.
Stop it.
And they're best friends and they like have done their own thing and like dated other people and like went to different colleges, but then she transferred to his college because she just like loved where he was and was like they're just such good friends.
Yeah.
And like they lived lives and then they just like started dating and it's like that's awesome.
Oh my God,
and it really
cute
shows because they're just like so awesome to each other and so like respectful and sweet and I'm just like blown away.
Oh, I love that. I like that you called him a chiller. That's so cool. Yeah, I like those videos, those, like, camera trick videos.
Yeah, it's so
They're
funny.
so
He's
silly.
He's a silly guy.
I think, it's all about, I like when people kind of do little side things just for fun. Yeah. That's the thing.
It was awesome.
That's
and
so cool.
And then the producer was the AD on How To.
Oh, my gosh, there was a lot of How To crew,
yeah, and
including
Leia,
you,
and that,
but
person.
You were in front of the camera this time. This is what we like. Give the girl her moment.
And yeah, that's sick. Just like being on set is legit all that I care about.
Yeah,
like it's just so fun.
It is fun,
and I wish that we could all do it more.
Well, that's how me and you became friends. Is you
had me on your set.
You PA'd, but the thing is I immediately was like completely drawn to you because you were so you had such a good vibe on set, and you were so anticipated every move, everything we might need, and then you were also just like really, yeah, you were kind of a chiller as well, but also an enthusiastic chiller, and then you also gave lots of compliments, and I know that that's something we both kind of do, but it's like it made me feel really at ease when I was nervous about a shoot. Even though, like, I'm not nervous ever in a way where I'm like, no, oh, I can't hard. Do this. But I'm like, all right, here we go. And you're like, hey, you look, that looks great. This is cool. And I'm like, and it just helps reaffirm.
Also, it's so hard with the shoot because you're like, I got all these people together and I'm like looking at all their faces and like, even if they're just like focusing on what they're doing, I'm like, if they're not happy, I'm like, I'm ruining their lives. Uh-huh. I made them come to this horrible thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true of you, but I just like, anytime I
ask people, that's like whenever I'm like having my own shoot coming up in any like small project or bigger project or whatever, when I meditate at the very end, I like to picture what the vibe is like on set to help me with my goals, because I want people to feel, because you're specific about your intentions, you're specific about how people are engaged but like enjoying themselves, putting in their best work, but also like chill, like it's like if you can like picture that, then it will, then it can happen. But I think like, I don't know, there's been some sets that I'm sure we've all been on weird sets where it's like, the vibes are not on, but those aren't usually like cool indie ones. Those are usually like corporate-y.
Yeah.
Hired gun vibes where it's like, nobody actually meditated on the vibe.
No, my God.
And then also a thing I like to do, which doesn't necessarily pan out, but it's helpful, is envision how I want people to enjoy the work after it's done.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think
everything's so exciting to make stuff.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about that stuff makes you just, like, what else is there to do in the world? Like, I there's nothing else I'd rather do on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I feel like you're in the pocket. I don't know what that means, but that's what you're in.
It's a hockey term, it's a sports term, so it's look right to be saying
it. Yeah, because everybody, I'm wearing, like, a sportsy hoodie right now, but, like, I only got it because I like the colors.
It's fucking awesome.
But then I'm like, this happened
to me. Oh, my God, wait, is this funny? Yeah. I just got a zip-up hoodie. Is it funny if I write Road Dome on it?
Road Dome?
Yeah. Or is that, like, too vulgar? I feel like it's something, like, if a little kid sees it, they won't, like, think that's crazy or like.
I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I think it's fine because I think it would take people I think everybody 1 second to realize what it is, and then they would high five you and they go, bro, that's so sick.
Okay, I like get nervous about wearing like vulgar stuff because you can't take it off or whatever, but I think I want to do that.
I think you should do that. Road Dome.
Thank you for your support.
It goes hand in hand with you wanting to get a car as well. Yeah. So that's like part of it. You got your Road Dome shirt, and then next is a set of keys. And then the open road.
Imagine getting pulled over wearing a Road Dome shirt. Yeah. That's cool.
I wasn't doing anything. You're like wiping your mouth. You're like, nobody else is here. What the hell is going on?
That's so funny.
Oh my God. That's so cool. I love it. Rachel's still standing, everybody.
Sorry.
And I'm still like, sitting. Kind of pacing. I haven't joined around. You.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
You got that. Can you smell it? It's like so potent.
So Rachel got gifted a candle, and she's not confident if she likes the smell. In totally. Fact, she might not like it.
Totally.
It smells like vanilla.
It smells like my favorite like middle school classroom.
Oh my God, cute. Like, yeah, there's like crayon. There's a crayon in there.
Yeah, I feel like it's like the perfume that my like third Scent grade lab. Teacher.
You see, that's
I like it. I think it's just like it's so strong, which I think is good. For a candle, like that's what you want. But yeah. I'm just like, I get so fatigued of one smell. That's why like perfume is so hard. It's like if I'm smelling the same shit all day. Oh my God, dude.
I know. I mean, I'm not. There's some people who that's their thing.
Yeah.
And like I was looking at a couple of cool Instagrams of like, kind of like cool indie fashion girlies who are like their whole thing is perfume.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your aesthetic is so cool, but like I don't know, man. Like I would really be, just like living a lie if I tried to buy one of your perfumes and wear it. I think
I just also bought a perfume sample from the company that makes that Tragedy with Ruby McAllister.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sabina Meshki was wearing one of the scents, and I like
it. Smells so good.
Yeah, it smells good, but I'm like, I don't want to wear that all day.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, let me grab it.
Okay, I love that. This is okay, live on the air. We've never done this. We're about to do a scent thing. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about Ruby McAllister's thing, but she's totally somebody who's like, does that. That's awesome. I guess I'm just going to put it on.
Okay, cool.
Is that weird?
No, see what happens.
Oh my God, here we go.
I think I like it. I think I'll put some on too.
Okay, great. It's called Flaming Creature. Whoa, that. Okay, hold on. Let me.
I kind of love it.
It's really subtle.
Yeah, I think that smells awesome.
It doesn't smell like, it smells like, oh, what's, what? Is it like Lily of the Valley and Lemon? Like, what the fuck is this? I don't know what Lily of the Valley is. It smells like perfume.
Yeah. Certainly. I just smelled it on Sabina and I was like, you smell so warm and beautiful.
It does smell beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's totally nice.
What are the kind of
patchouli or something? I have no idea. I didn't look at the notes. I can find that out though.
No, it's like it's floral.
Yeah.
It's definitely like, it's a subtle floral though. It's a gentle floral.
It's a woody floral.
It's a woody floral. Oh my god, we got there together. Yeah. We got there together. And do you know what a woody floral is? That's like Fern Gully vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want.
I'm like that girl.
You're that girl bopping around.
Yeah, totally. Oh my god, that girl. I like love that movie.
I really feel like you should have be in a movie like that. I want to see you as an animated character.
I need to get like back on my like rope climbing so I can like be like that.
Well, if you, I don't know. I feel like it would be good if you did animation, then you could do whatever. Go wherever you want. You can go to. Yeah.
Anyway. Damn. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I can see it all happening. That's so cool. I mean, I can't believe it. Should I become a perfume person? People weigh in. I gotta clean up my life. I can't afford this, and there's no way it can happen. But mm-hmm. I want a professional organizer to make my closet make sense. I'm also thinking about getting an external rack.
Whoa, that would be sick. And your room is big enough to do it.
Yeah, but is it silly to get an external rack when I already have a closet?
I don't know.
Because I'm adding, like, more stuff.
Yeah, because it will just look like clutter. I honestly, like, I know the way that I organize my life doesn't look like I could ever help you.
I think you can help me. I literally look to you for advice constantly.
If you would ever let me into your room, like, yes. And we just put everything on your bed, like, I legit think we could make some moves. We just need, like, legit, like, 5 hours.
Okay, this so is, I can do the prep.
So you don't go insane.
I can do the prep, which is this. I can take everything out and I can wash out the closet. And then, because that's what it said to do on WikiHow. Because I've literally been researching how to make your closet make sense. And I know, and then, I don't know, I'm so confused, but I really, tell me when,
We need a full day.
Oh my god.
To really make sure that we can, like, do it without getting, like, grumpy. Like, maybe even if it's just, like, May 20th, I know that's far as fuck.
No, I think hold on. I love that it's May 20th. Are you kidding me? I love it, because you know what, you're giving me time to wrap my head around this. I'm in that thing, maybe our listeners can relate, where you kind of like, you're looking at clothes a lot online, but you're like, but I have so many clothes. The problem is they're not organized in a way that makes me feel like I'm at a store shopping, and I kind of want it to feel like that when I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
It's like drawers bursting. It's clothes tumbling out of the hanging up part of the closet. And it's just like, and I have some awesome things, but it's like, I can't see everything properly. And, you know, Marie Kondo wants you to touch things and think about it. I'll do that. Like, I just need I need eyes on me. I need accountability.
I'm the same way. And I think it'll feel so awesome. And we'll make it fun. Like, we'll order lunch.
Oh my god, I love that.
And we'll, like, open the windows, keep the, like, music blasting, whatever.
Yeah, we want it to feel like it's, like, the longest montage that ever happened where there's no cuts.
And we can take breaks and go for a walk outside so that we don't go, like, cross-eyed from looking at clothing for too long, but I feel like we could get it done pretty fast. Yeah, I think so too. And it really is just like making a pile of the stuff that you're like on, and the longer you like don't dip into that pile, like
the more you can just get rid of it.
But the more you'll just be like, I will not miss this. Like, there's so much stuff where it's like, it's a t-shirt that like used to mean a lot to you, but like you have pictures in it, and like we can do another thing where we have my friends come over and just take stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
And, like, it just feels so good to know that it's with someone that will care about it, that you love, who you know. Wow. But also that it's not in your room anymore.
Honestly, I really do feel you. Not only are you a good driver, but you're driving this healing scenario. Like, I do feel like you are an actual born leader.
Thank you so much. I think so, too. And I think I just, like, didn't have any followers for a really long time.
Yeah, I'm a huge follower.
No, not even like that. But I think I just, like... I think I was scared to ask.
If you had a cult, I would join it, because the thing is I know that it would be like kind of fun.
I would keep it chill.
You would keep it chill. It would be
no
fun.
No one would be fucking. If they did, it would be like super consensual.
Yeah.
I think it would just be girls.
And
maybe.
It'd be probably, yeah, a lot of hangs outside. Maybe we have some little outings to like a petting zoo.
Yeah. Something. And like kind of do your own thing, like choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And I would probably get overthrown by someone more power hungry, like pretty fast.
Also, you know how we were both kind of being like, what's the plan this summer? Is anybody doing group activities? Mm-hmm. Do you think that we should initiate one?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's gonna have to be how it goes. Like, because I'm just gonna create like a weekend getaway for the community.
Oh my god, I really like that. Where ideally would you want to do that?
I don't know. Obviously, the animal farm is awesome. Oh yeah,
that's where you went with Allie, right?
Yeah, but I'm like down for wherever.
And you camped there?
Yeah, because it's just so cheap. It's like $40 a person.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I gotta make it happen.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I love that. I mean, yeah, I'm just starting to kind of realize that cabin's not happening this year.
Yeah,
I haven't checked in, but I'm sure it's not, or else we'd hear about it.
Someone would have heard about it.
There would have been rumblings. But we have Yankees game coming up, which is cool.
That is awesome.
Are you bringing your uncle?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Zach was unclear about it, but I would love to.
Yeah.
I'll text him. And then I'm going to a Cyclones game with a different group of boys.
Oh my god, I heard that's so fun.
Hammered.
You're gonna get hammered?
I don't think so. But yeah. I think what I'll do is I'll do a bunch of shrooms and maybe have one drink.
I thought you were gonna see a bump of whatever. Like
that would be crazy. You're doing bumps of K. Of like a baseball team, like just kind of zoomed out of my life would be scary.
Totally. Yeah, Cyclones game is supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. What boys?
Jason, what's his name? Weissman.
Oh, nice.
The boy who did the escape room thingy.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
He's amazing.
Okay, hold on.
He's a leader.
That's a leader. Well, he got this guy that Rachel helped out with his fringe show at Edinburgh, and it was an immersive escape room, and they did a different show every night with a totally different characters and plot every night.
Yeah.
Which is insane. You really have to be well-liked and have, like, a real... I guess, like, Rolodex of people who want to be a part of your life.
It was awesome. Also, like, I love the way this smells, but I'm, like, already, like, get it off me. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you mean. I think I had that passing thought, but I wasn't paying it any mind. But
and I feel like I smell like grandma.
That's exactly how I feel. I
need Zach Shiffman because he's so honest about stuff, and I'm, like...
Yeah, I feel like I kind of want to see Zach more, too. I wonder if there's...
I haven't seen him in so long.
Maybe there's a show of his that we can just roll up to and kind of blow his mind.
Yeah, he's doing a show soon, right?
Probably.
I hope so. I gotta see him. I miss my friends. I feel like I haven't seen anyone in 100 years.
Well, you just
got
back.
There's no way that's true.
No, there's no way that's true, and you just got back. But I gotta say, I'm so lucky that I live with you because you are a hard person to pin down, and I get to see you all the time.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It's fun, whether we're watching Sex in the City or what was that movie last night?
I Love You, Philip Morris.
Yeah, that's so sick, dude. You know. Yeah. Oh, I also have gluten free. What's it called? Cornbread that we can make soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what me and Rach like to do.
Would you make a chili with all my beans?
Yeah, and then we make a cornbread.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's actually smart.
Yeah, I need to figure out what night I'm free soon, but I'd love that.
Yeah, whatever. Even if it's just something that's there, and then we kind of, we're just like, it's just there. Like, that's kind of a cool vibe, too. Like, sometimes since we live together, we don't need a dedicated night. We know that we'll just be passing each other in the kitchen and, like, kind of, like, being like, what are your goals?
Totally.
Or what's the vibe? It's so cool. Any arts and crafts or hobbies that you're kind of interested in these days?
I really want to get back to the gym. I've been saying for 100 years, but I can't really do it just yet.
Yeah, you got to rest your weary bones.
I am like, I don't know. It's just challenging because I'm like, there's so much stuff that does need to be strengthened to heal my back.
I think that you should do swimming.
Yeah. And also Pilates, she said, was like the best thing for it. But I'm
like
so
on a reformer.
Scared. Yeah, I'm scared of those girls.
Dude, I have I will go with you. I have a class at the Salt Place on Flatbush, but we can go together. I went with Jesse Moore to RIT in LA when I was there too.
I just feel like I'll be so bad at it; it will make me feel insane.
But I mean, I don't know whether that's true. I think there's an instructor there, and they show you how to do everything, and they help assist you if you have incorrect form.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
There's definitely definitely vibes of chicks who are just like chicks that I would never see anywhere else that are there. Like, there's no way we would ever run into each other. Not to be judgmental, but what are they like? I can't even
describe
them.
It's just
a
different kind of person.
Yeah, like different PR. Kind of person. Yeah, they're PR. I don't know. I have no idea who
girls
they are.
Who really love having a normal job.
Normal job and probably just different priorities. Mm-hmm. But then, honestly, we have a cross-section fitness.
Yeah.
But like, everybody's just sort of looking, because there's a mirror, so you see what your form is. Everybody's just really doing their own thing, like thinking about their own form. Nobody's like looking around, and they're only like 45-minute classes, so it's sort of like, You just make it happen. But it's cool how much you sweat.
Okay, cool.
And that's kind of exciting.
Okay, I can't wait to get into it.
And it's really challenging and fun. The machine is fun. It slides. It's a sliding machine.
What
more could you ask for? It's kind of like a ride. It's like a painful ride. It's very steampunk, these machines. Uh-huh. There's all sorts of knobs and bobbles and pulleys and whatnot. It's very much Benny Feldman's hat. You know how he loves that hat so much?
Yes, steampunk. Wow, that's awesome. Oh, my God. Calling performer Pilates steampunk is one of the funniest things you have to make.
Okay, maybe I'll put that in the act. I am actually mining for new material right now, and I did do a show the other night where I did a new bit that was kind of long, and it felt like a million bucks.
Okay, awesome.
People don't understand that. It's like the best feeling when you are kind of sick of your jokes, and if you can churn out a new one, and you go, I'm gonna be okay. It's like this feeling of relief, and then also like, hell yeah, I'm still alive. Like, it's like, if I don't know what it is,
dude, it's the best. I like can't remember what any of my jokes lately have been. I need to reflect.
Well, the thing about you also, it seems like you do a lot of improv up there.
Yeah, but it's good to have some stuff to land on, or like know what I'm gonna talk about, because even if I just like expand on something, it's helpful.
Yeah, I see. I don't know. I think we could all take a page from everybody's book, each other's books, and also enjoy the pages that we have.
Totally. Our pages are good.
There was one thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I think I need to get a hobby that's not just doing comedy.
Fitness.
Because fitness is just something that is a habit. That's a good habit that I have, but it's not like... I mean, I need something that's just for fun.
Yeah.
I remember I was listening to Beth Stelling talking about how she had a really awful relationship and breakup, and her therapist helped her, like, decide when the last time she was happy, like, really happy, mm-hmm. that didn't have anything to do with career or men, mm-hmm. in any way. And then it was, like, when she was, I'm paraphrasing, and I hope I don't get all this wrong, but it was, like, I think when she was, like, 11, and she was, like, really into field hockey and playing cello, mm-hmm. those were the two things that really made her happy. So she went out, and she got a cello, and she started taking lessons again, and she joined a field hockey team, and she's been really building, really feeling so satisfied by those two things, and her field hockey team is so good that they travel the world, like, playing in competitions and stuff like that. And so it's kind of cool. Like, it's not, like... I don't know. So do you have anything like that? Like, what did you do when you were, like, 10 or 11?
I'm, like, trying to think, and I feel like I, like, it's what I'm doing. Like, I loved theater so much, and I loved...
That was, like, me. I'm, like, all I did was chat with people and try to be an actor and stuff and be silly.
And I love sports.
You do?
Yeah, like, all I want to do is... Well, like, obviously, CrossFit, not the right vibe, but, like, I do like how it's, like, a community.
Yeah.
And, like, you see the same people every day and stuff.
Would you ever,
like,
play volleyball with those dudes?
Yeah, I'm not very good at it. And I also feel like leaping and falling might not be the best thing.
No, you can't.
Right
no, you can't do that at all.
But I do think about it. Maybe if it was on the beach, it would be no problem. But I'm just, like, I'm trying to figure out what I can do.
With it back.
That, and I also just miss, like, sports. But also, I don't want to commit to, like...
Yeah.
I really can't commit to anything right now, I don't feel like. Because it's, like, everything's so inconsistent. And I wouldn't want to be a bad teammate.
Yeah, dude. Oh, for sure. Oh, my God. Totally. Okay, so let's just do some quick final thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What are yours?
My final thought today is about the power of shifting focus.
Awesome.
So when you're focused on something that's really bumming you out or giving you a lot of agitation or anxiety, it's really hard to do this. But if you can distract yourself or just tell yourself that you'll deal with that later, maybe in therapy, mm-hmm. it's kind of a nice way to get off that frequency. Mm-hmm. So my final thought is you are in control of where your focus goes.
Yeah.
And you're a powerful person. Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody, you're more powerful than you realize.
1,000,000,000%. And also, like, abruptly jerking yourself out of stuff kind of feels good. Like, when you catch yourself.
Oh, my God, the interrupter.
Like, yeah, like, it's kind of funny to do it in, like, a funny way.
Like, how? Oh, my God, I love like, this concept.
Or whatever. I don't know. Blah. Usually what I do is, well, one thing that I do, well, this is, like, a writer's block thing that I do, but, like, something that is also just helpful for getting your brain off whatever you're thinking about or feeling stopped up.
Yeah.
Is to just write, like, 10 lies. Okay. And I think it's the best, like, writing practice. Like, if you're ever just like, I'm an idiot, I'm blah, blah, blah. It's just like, just write down 10 complete lies. Like, it's so much fun to do that to your brain. Just be like, I'm wearing an orange shirt.
I'm an incredible
the princess of Pakistan. I'm 300 years old. Like, they can be good. They can be, like, long ones. You can write a paragraph. Like, one time I stole my sister's, like, shoes and I wore them to prom. Like, yeah. Literally anything you want to.
I love this.
Like, really gets you out of your head and is, like, what's a lie? And it's something that's so inconsequential because it's not for anything other than to just make sure it happens.
I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah, I told this to my dad and he legit was like, oh, my God.
He thought it was so helpful.
Yeah, it's just so helpful.
I think it's brilliant. Thanks. I think you just came up with, like, I think you could actually do TED Talks and save the world with this. Honestly, because I feel like, I think we're so focused on, like, what is.
Yeah.
And then, or what's not working, but it's mm-hmm. so much, it's so playful to do that.
Yeah. Because then it's like, this has nothing to do with my reality. It has nothing to do with who I am. It's just some stuff. And, like, there's a universe of opportunities for lies.
Rachel, you're the smartest person I've ever met. I think you are. Guys, everybody, you heard it here first. Just joking. Everybody knows you're brilliant. But that's such a good tip. I want to write 10 lies today. Maybe I'll do that and enjoy what comes out.
It is awesome.
And it's kind of fun to do it fast and dirty, so you don't even have time to think about it.
Yeah, and it's not for anything. Like, you're never going to use them. It's literally just to get your brain, like, kind of giggling at itself.
That's so smart. It's so great to not have to commodify any sort of aspect of your life. Not that I am commodifying, but whatever.
Danny McBride's staring at me in this magazine.
Oh, yeah, I want to read that article. Sexy. He is so sexy. Danny McBride is so cool and hot. What the hell?
People really don't get what's good for them.
Yeah.
I guess he's famous, so I guess they do. But
and,
I'm like,
yeah, and he's so creative.
He should be like a sexy guy.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I like people love Jack Black, but like, why don't we get a romantic lead with him in there? Like, the closest we have is, like, School of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to see, like, we want, like, yeah,
Jack Black wooing girls.
Or, like, Danny McBride is, like, true romantic lead. But, like, people can't handle it. And it has to be Jude Law. Like, in what world do I care about Jude Law? Like, mm-hmm. in any sort of way. We want the funny guy.
Oh, my God. I want to play, like, Jack Black's girlfriend.
I would like so. I'd love that too. Oh my God.
We should all just like write like stuff so that we could like pitch our most famous crushes so that we could just date them in a movie or something.
For real. I mean, I totally agree. I think that's so. That would be so cool. I'm like, and this is the part where you tell me how amazing I am. Oh my God. So fun. Okay. Well, those are some great parting thoughts for everybody. I hope you have a really awesome day. Everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye. You're cool. Bye.
And thank you.
And thank you. Bye.